Heard. So we'll move next on the stump is KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick up in Penrose. Patrick, how are you tonight, sir? How was your day?
4HKX. Jed, I had an interesting day, or I've had an interesting week, actually. The neighbors are all in a feud out here. New guy moving in, and he's wanting to put some rental yurts on his 10 acres here. And in the last week, they have had three dump trucks stuck in the ditches, and because they're trying to bring tri-axle dump trucks up this little road. And it's been pretty comical to watch and get the text messages while I'm at work and with the pictures and everything going on.
This is KO4NUE with KO4HKX. I'm sorry, did you say yurt as in Y-U-R-T? Is that correct?
Did you make me choke on my teeth?
All right, so I'm game. So tell me, I'm assuming that these are going to be, you know, kind of like a tiny house rental kind of thing. I'm trying to put myself in your neighbor's shoes and figure out how I would react to that. But, you know, I mean, I don't know what to say, other than I'm assuming they're not pleased with the yurts, but when the dump trucks get stuck, that just adds fuel to the fire. Is that correct?
It adds lots of fuel to that fire. But his plan, I talked to the guy, and he seems pretty nice. He's wanting to cater to the bicyclers, and we'll leave it there. I don't have the utmost of enjoyment dealing with them myself. Let's put it that way up here. And he's wanting to rent these yurts out to people to come in and bicycle the roads around here in DuPont State Forest, because I live close to it, with no power, no running water, as just a way to come in and spend the weekend.
Okay, well, all right. It might be, the county might have something to say about that. I don't know. I know Spartanburg County would in a heartbeat. I don't know how it is in North Carolina, but that may end up resolving itself if somebody hasn't contacted the county to, you know, he's dealing with the public and money. Codes change really quick. So, you know, that might be something for the neighbors to consider. You know, has anybody, you know, contacted the county to see if this is, you know, an approved project? You want to keep everything safe, I guess. But, yeah, so, one thing I want to tell you is that, so, you know, last week we had my son's graduated, tech with, you know, his welding degree. He's went ahead and taken two certification tests. He's passed both of the certification tests and got a job. He wanted us to co-sign with him about 2 weeks ago for a vehicle, and we agreed under, you know, certain stipulations, and so he goes for the first week on the job, and boss man says, hey, you know, you're gonna have to work Christmas Eve and possibly a portion of Christmas Day. And, oh, he's, you know, he's been happy about that. But when he got the job, there was an opportunity to do some subcontract work for a major company in Greenville. So he got the bright idea that, hey, you know, Dad, will you help me make contact with them and see if that's something I can do and I can work out of the welding shop down here? Took a shot and invited them out, and you know, the two supervisors came out to take a look at the machine shop and the welding shop and met with me and him and Dad. And, you know, we had barbecue ribs and chicken for lunch, too. So they kind of said, hey, we'll be in touch. Well, they contacted us via email yesterday, so we have to be down near Donaldson Center tomorrow about 1:30. And go sit down and have a meeting with the, you know, the two supervisors that came out here. So we're assuming that's a good thing. We'll sit down and, you know, kind of see what the deal is. I'm sure that they've invited us back to the table. That's a good sign. So, you know, I got a feeling that my son that's moving into adult manhood is probably getting ready to feel the pressure. What do you think?
Or HKX. And it definitely sounds like it, and sounds like it's going to be a good growing experience for him at the same time. And at least he's got you and your dad behind him to help him along the way when he runs into something that unforeseen that he doesn't know how to handle yet.
His I'm not sure attitude's the right answer, but he's tired of they talking. And Dad, you know, his grandpa was, you know, Dad's been a welder his whole life. And, you know, Dad was giving him advice, you know. And Dad does that without asking. He'll just tell you the way it is. And Barry told him, Papa, I've been welding long enough. You don't need to tell me that. And Daddy told him, you shut your mouth, young man. You ain't been welding long enough to know anything. You can't weld anything. You just think you can. You sit down and listen to what I'm telling you. And, boy, he launched into this, you know, 45-minute long, this, that, and the other. And I just, you know, Daddy got about halfway through it, and he looked at me, and he said, you got something to say? I said, no, sir. I ain't got one single thing. I said, Barry, you better listen to Papa.
I've had that conversation with my grandfather when we were farming growing up, and know exactly what he went through right there. He got set straight.
NUE with KO4HKX. You're exactly right. And Daddy's right. You know, Dad started welding in Vietnam. Dad liked race cars back in the 60s and got so many traffic tickets, you know, racing in Breer that they took his license and for drag racing on 29 there. And Judge finally told him, hey, you going to jail or you going to war, which one you want to do? So Daddy went to Vietnam and learned to be a welder. So he's, you know, been welding ever since. And I've seen the man do some amazing things, you know, with welding machine. And, you know, so I know, I trust Dad. When it comes to a piece of metal and a welding machine, that's, you know, you just don't question it. And Barry's trying to convince him the other day that, you know, these new machines are, you know, they're different than old, you know, spark gap welders you used to have back in the day. And Daddy, oh man, oh, he lit into him. I mean, he just, Daddy ain't gonna listen to it, you know. He's just going to tell him the way it is. So I am anxious to see how this folds out between him and Papa down in the shop. I got a feeling that I may not have to do a whole lot other than maybe handle the business end of things and try to, you know, teach him that portion of it. That Papa's going to be, you know, right behind him. And Perry got mad at him the other day. He told him, you know, welders, you know, eventually start to lose their vision. So Dad's got a set of welding. He's got a welding shield down there that's got cheater lenses in it, so he can see. And Perry says, He made a comment about you gotta wear cheater lenses to even weld. And boy, he shouldn't have said that. And oh, he lit into him again. I mean, he was about three of them back to back. So me and Alan just kind of sat back, and I just thought, boy, this is going to be interesting. I can't wait to see. I'll shoot you a couple of videos off to the side when they get into it. But I know what's coming, Patrick.
4 HKX, and you know what's coming because you've been there and made that mistake already. So that's why you're laughing behind it.
Yes, sir. You're exactly right. Perry, you need to get to work. That's the only way I can. There's nothing else I can do.
Yes, sir. That's the best response. And maybe Perry will learn that pretty quick.
So, in the shop, we've got this big plywood board hanging up there on the wall. And it's called the Hightower Wall of Shame. So, every time we... You know, it's 4x8 sheet of plywood, and every time me and Dad and I have made a major mistake in the shop, one that, you know, there's rules to the game. If it causes you to bleed bad, or something other than a Band-Aid, you're going on the wall of shame. If it costs over $5,000, it goes on the wall of shame. And if you lose bragging rights so bad that you're still bragging about it after a year, it goes on the wall of shame. So half of the board is Dad's, and the other half of the board is mine. So if he gets this contract job, I had made my mind up whether I'm going to put another sheet of plywood up just for him, or I'm going to take that 4x8 sheet and divide it into three portions. I don't know, I ain't made my mind up yet. But he's gonna have to have a place on the board.
For HKX, here's you an idea. Just put him up a new board 4x8 and right at the top of it you put, "Yes sir, Papa."
So and I know this always wanted a new truck, so he's retired now, been saving his money, so he went down to the Dodge place and bought a brand new one. And I had it 3 weeks. And I'm at the house one day, and I get this strange telephone call from the strange number. And I don't answer, you know, strange telephone numbers. We called back again. I didn't answer. Third time, back to back, I answered it. And there was a gentleman on the other end of the phone. He said, "Is this Chad Hightower? Your father has been involved in an accident, and he wanted me to call you." "So, yes, sir. Are we aware of what happened, this, that, and the other?" "Well, Dad went down to the hot dog joint there in O'Neill and got him two hot dogs in that new truck and was trying to eat the hot dog while he pulled out the parking lot and pulled out in front of a Greenville County workman's van full of tools, a plumber, heavy tools, and just totaled the truck, totaled both vehicles. So it tore Daddy up, and the rollback came and got the truck. We went to the storage yard after 10 or 15 days, straightened everything out. Well, Perry found the hot dog in the truck. So he takes the hot dog weenie out of the truck with the sticker off the side that says, you know, Ram 2500, and he stuck it up on the wall of fame, the weenie and everything, up on the wall of shame. And boy, that did not go good at all. So I got a feeling it's Popeye's turn now, and he's not going to let it go, but I can see right now what's going to happen.
He's been planning this one for quite some time, it sounds like, and he's going to have his revenge. But it may be a good dose of wake-up for Perry and a good dose of fun, too, and lots of laughs later on. But, Chad, I'll go ahead and clear out of here unless you got something else and let you get on down the net. I know it's getting late, and this is KO4HKX.
I appreciate the conversation. I'll leave you with this. So Perry did come last week, and we got the big shop, you know, spotless. And Dad, we got it cleaned, and I went down there the other day to get something. And up underneath the wall of shame, there's a five-foot step ladder. I didn't put it there. Perry hadn't been here, so Papa had to have had the ladder up underneath the wall of shame. So we haven't talked about the wall of shame between the two of us, but the fact that I saw the stepladder there tells me that he's already made his mind up that Perry's getting a spot on that wall, because he's not going to let that weenie go. So, anyway, 73's Patrick. You have a nice evening, sir. I enjoyed the conversation, as always, and you have a wonderful day tomorrow. Be safe. This is KO4NUE with KO4HKX. All right, any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE. So we'll jump back up to Echo Link real quick. I see Mr. Steve up there. Steve, we lost you a while ago, but I hate to make you wait so long, but I'd already processed and moved into the other people on the stump. So if you'd like to go ahead with your conversation, go ahead, sir.
Good evening, Jed, again. Yeah, I don't know what happened there. I was talking away and then I unkeyed and nothing. So, well, when I checked in with you initially, we had no power in town, but the power's come back on. I took a drive through town when it was off, and surprising amount of people. Most people don't have backup source of juice. I've seen people starting to migrate to their cars as their houses were cooling down. I have got a generator wired in my furnace and some lights, and so we were sitting good, but yeah, since I checked in then, power came back on, I got the furnace hooked back into the panel, and now I'm standing around outside with a hair dryer melting ice off my mirrors.
I'm just curious, Steve, what's the current temperature where you are right now?
It's probably, I don't know, upper 20s, somewhere in the 20s, I guess. I don't think it got much above freezing today, but a lot of freezing rain. About a half inch is collected on everything. So that's why the power was out, I suppose. Took down some power line somewhere. And breeze isn't blowing too bad. Got my one tree here near my vehicle, and earlier I was wondering if I should move it. The tree was shaking pretty good, and I wonder if something would fall off it. If I'm quiet here, you might hear this tree crackling, the ice crackling on it. Anyhow, I don't know. Can you hear that or not?
No, sir, I cannot. I think there's quite a bit of latency and a little bit of noise on Echo Link. But how much ice or snow do you have on the ground?
I got about a half inch everywhere, and it snowed some. I don't know. Snow is probably maybe an inch. Before that, we had pretty much bare ground before today. So it's kind of a combination of ice, snow at the moment. Yeah, probably about an inch of snow at the most.
Roger that. Well, Steve, last time I heard from you, if I remember correctly, you and your wife were new parents. going? Everything okay with the family?
Yeah, we're that little fella, he's about 7-8 months old now. Oh, there's the neighbor's dog, Rosie. Devil dog. Just goes around and barks at people. Thing does like 40 miles an hour. It's a little tiny thing. But, I guess yesterday he crawled up the flight of stairs. And, so he likes to climb. But, they're all sick in there, most of them. They got some raging fevers and aren't too small. Most of them. There's only one or two that are three or four sickies and myself and two others that are still running around somewhat perky. That's why I guess I don't mind hanging outside here so much today. I'll stay away from the sickies.
This is KO4NUE with KB0KBJ. Well, Steve, I'm sorry having to, hang around outside. We had three kids rather quickly years ago. And I can remember, the whole house being sick. And it makes it really bad with fevers and young ones because they, tempers flare and being so young and all, they, how to manage emotions or whatnot. And just makes things, even more difficult, especially when mom is sick. That makes it even worse. So I get it. And there's been many a times when, I went outside in the cold too. So I understand. I understand exactly where you are. And all I can tell you is turn the hair dryer on high. And when you get done with one mirror, go to the next one. And when you get done with that, go on over to your neighbor's yard. That'll help things out a little bit.
Yeah, it may look kind of goofy, hear me defrosting the mirrors on my cold at 9 o'clock at night, but hey, I got dual purpose to that. So I like fresh air. I guess we'll leave you with that. Now she wants some ibuprofen. So I guess that's the in-demand medicine for this bug. So we'll have to get her some of that. Have yourself a good one down that way. Take care. Forgot your call there, Chad. I think it was Chad. KB0KBJ, back to you.
Roger that, Steve. You have a good one too, sir. I enjoyed the conversation. And I'm going to let you know before you go. KF4DOS sent you a message. He said, hey, Steve, hope everything is going good in South Dakota. I'm not sure that he's still on frequency, but just want to make sure you got that. You be safe, sir, and watch those icy roads, and go get you some Mrs. some ibuprofen. That probably help her out a little bit. All right, with that, are there any additional stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Please call KO4NUE. Have I missed anyone for comments or ragged you? Please call KO4NUE. Please stand by for my net report. That's it for tonight. I enjoyed the all the QSOs and comments. Appreciate each one of you checking in with us tonight. I'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73's to all on the net, and it's been a true pleasure to be your net controller. This is KO4NUE, and I am clear.